It's basically a Georgian building. Now, that may not mean anything to anybody, but it's a rectangular building with the length being wider than the depth. It's got what we would call seven bays. In other words, seven windows, and there's a center window which lines up with the center door. It's balanced, and that's a kind of Georgian-style building. It's very similar to Old Government House, which is a bit larger and has a little bit more formality to it.
In May of 2025, the York County Jail at 668 Brunswick Street was put up for rent by a new owner, who bought the building in March of last year. A beloved landmark in downtown Fredericton and an officially designated provincial historic place, many residents wonder what will become of this piece of Fredericton's history now that it's on the commercial market. Built in 1842, the York County Jail was a provincial prison for over 150 years. However, many Fredericktonians now associate the building with Science East, an educational not-for-profit that moved out of the jail last year. Here's Jennifer McDonald, the executive director of Science East.
We operated for 25 years in one of New Brunswick's provincial heritage sites. It's a beautiful building, it's a landmark, and it certainly became part of what we're known for. It's a very unique building, so I find people associate that building with Science East, which was really cool. It was a fantastic location to have a science center. Lots of people spend time in that part of the city, so great location, a great venue. We had a lot of exhibit space in there, lots of places to have our science exhibits, rooms to do educational programming, summer camps, a great backyard. So many features that any science center would deem important for what they're doing and for what they're trying to accomplish in terms of reaching as many people as they can with science education.
Of course, the question on the tip of many Fredericktonians' tongue is what's next for the building. Peter Pacey, an advisor for the Fredericton Heritage Trust, a group that advocates for the preservation of historical sites, explained the process for preserving a building like the York County Jail.
I like to think in terms of ours, in terms of saving buildings, and there's sort of a hierarchy of ours. One would be renovation. One step up from that would be rehabilitation, and one step up from that would be restoration. And restoration is kind of what we would do to, say, a building like Old Government House, the governor's mansion, if you like. And to me, what's important about this is kind of having a sense of history. There's nothing worse than a knowledge of history without a sense of history. And the sense of history is kind of an appreciation of what has gone before us and what can we learn from it and what it tells us about the way we were, but also tells us about, what we can become.
That heritage site designation is at the center of the York County Jail's future, as any commercial venture that rents the space will need to comply with the provincial and municipal regulations that protect sites like these. New Brunswick's Department of Tourism, Heritage and Culture, who oversees heritage places, said this in a statement, quote, "This designation does not prevent a property from being used for commercial or other purposes. However, it does mean that any changes that may affect the character-defining elements require a provincial heritage permit issued by the minister. This helps ensure that the alterations are respectful of the building's heritage value and support its long-term conservation. Owners of provincial heritage places are free to use their properties as they wish, provided that any proposed changes to the heritage features are reviewed and approved in advance through the permitting process." End quote. Peter discussed that designation a little bit more.
It is designated. Now, one thing that this person could do is to apply to have that provincial designation replaced or taken away, and that's certainly possible. It would be sad to me to have that happen, because all of a sudden this piece of our history would disappear in a sense.
However, Peter by no means advocated for the building to sit unoccupied.
Having said that, I'm kind of racking my brain to say, well, what else could it do or be so that it continues to kind of serve a purpose because, you know, it's a rare thing where you can restore something and kind of have it as a living landmark that, you know, has value in and of itself. It needs to find some greater purpose that adds to or benefits, you know, the community. You know, I can see it as lawyers' offices, for example, especially criminal lawyers. They can scare their clients by saying, you don't want to end up in a place like this, do you? Anyway.
Jennifer explained what the next occupant can expect from running an organization out of this particular heritage place.
There's challenges in running any facility. This facility happened to be built in 1842. And that part of Fredericton is the oldest neighborhood in Fredericton as well. There's an extra layer to owning and operating a provincial heritage site. So it's protected by legislation so that they continue to be a part of our communities and our cultural makeup of the city and the province. So all that means is that there are specific rules around altering the facade, and there are certain features of the building that we had to maintain. And I wouldn't say that was a challenge necessarily, but just it's a responsibility.
Jennifer also noted that the Heritage Place designation and the jail's long history could be an advantage to a particularly creative inhabitant.
You can kind of draw that out into an opportunity to teach the public about forensics and science. One interesting story associated with the jail is that Alan Legere was held there for a short time, and that's one of the most famous criminal cases in the province. So that's kind of an example. We could use that kind of well-known part of our history to teach people about DNA, forensics, how did they do that? What kind of evidence did they use? What kind of expertise was brought into that trial? And that was a really nice way to tie together the jail and some of the historical events that happened there and the role of science technology in our world and how justice is served.
Legere was a serial murderer and rapist held in the jail for a short period of time. His case was the first in Canada to use DNA forensics to convict someone rather than exonerate them. Piener finished by reflecting on what the York County Jail says about Fredericton's character and culture.
And the neat thing when you look around old Fredericton, but especially at this jail, God, this was built to last, you know. These houses were so well built with such good timber, and all the timber, you know, was from New Brunswick and so on. And even with the old jail here, you know, that materials here that look so strong and so solid, they're New Brunswick materials. So, you know, it stands kind of as a lesson to build things to last.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.